everybody. Welcome to episode 56 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hello.
And Dylan Roush.
Outstanding.
Finally, we have our totally unpaid intern.
Shut Gabe up. Filming.
Hi, Gabe.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style.
What's up?
So ridiculous.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Hey. So this week in news, we ain't got much again. So start out. The Old Republic is going almost free to play again. Except now it's
almost free to play. Yeah. They refuse to get rid of the subscription. They don't want to admit, hey, this game sucks. Sorry.
How is it almost free to play?
Still going to be a subscription if you want to get the top, or I guess end game content. It'll be free to level 50.
Yeah, in the fall it's going free to play up to level 50. Right now it's free to play up to level 15, I want to say.
Yeah, yes.
And you can get it up to 25 if you get like a referral from a friend who has a subscription.
By free to play, do you still have to buy the game?
I didn't see that.
No, it's just just free to play up to level 50, and then
I bought it.
Good thing you bought it and didn't put 1 hour into it.
Yeah, well, because I couldn't run it when I bought it. And then I didn't know that this was going to happen by the time I could play it.
Don't worry, Ryan. If you want the MMO experience, we can just play WoW.
Okay.
Or not, because WoW's pretty boring.
Welcome to every MMO since EverQuest game.
I've been saying this for years! For years!
There's a few outliers that don't play like that, but
keyword liars.
But this announcement came with a press release that stated that the Old Republic now has less than 1 million subscribers.
I'm actually surprised they're going free to play because Warhammer Online has less than 100,000 subscribers, and they still are subscription based.
Well, that doesn't mean that's a smart move.
Same company. I mean, you know, what the hell? I'd play that over Star Wars, to be honest. It was okay.
It's amazing that that brand alone can't save that game.
Because Star Wars has sucked since 1980.
Yeah, but nobody remembers that.
No, it's because the rest of the game is that fucking bland and uninspired that people are like, oh, well, okay. I mean, fucking people get bored of WoW, and that's probably the most popular game on the planet.
Nope, false. League of Legends.
Is it?
Yeah, League of Legends.
How many League of Legends are multiple accounts? Though I've got two accounts.
I don't know. I don't know how many accounts, but in terms of hours, nothing even comes close to League of Legends.
Oh, yeah.
League of Legends gets.
I don't know if that, like, the amount of hours that its players. I don't think that equals how popular it is. I don't think.
League of Legends is definitely up there, though.
Yeah, but if you have more hours logged than any other game, then you're gonna have a lot of fucking players. Like,
the thing is, the hours weren't even close. Like, World of Warcraft, I want to say, was it like 800 million hours last year? And League of Legends was at like 1.3 billion.
That's ridiculous.
some numbers like that.
And MOBAs fucking suck! Fuck you guys! Fuck Dota. Fuck League of Legends. Fuck
but
everything.
Awesome Knots is cool.
You played all these games.
I know.
Thoroughly.
Yeah.
Fuck them all. I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
But also with this Old Republic announcement, EA stepped in financial poopy. It's only with Goldman Sachs that I have no idea what happened, but Dylan does. Dylan can.
Actually, I don't know. I was
bit.
Just reading the gist of it. they had their investor call today, and it was, let's see, they want to focus on social gaming.
Who does?
EA.
EA.
Okay. They want to focus on social gaming, and which is probably a bad time considering Zynga's stock is in the tanks right now.
Well, I don't know.
That bubble is popping.
I don't know how you missed this game in your news lineup, but they're getting like sued for insider trading. Zynga is. All of their executives.
Yeah, Gabe.
Like, that's kind of a big deal.
I didn't see that. I looked everywhere. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're, because they, all of their, like, top folks, like, ditched all their stock right before it bottomed out.
Fucking hell.
Because, like, they knew that was gonna happen.
It's like they don't know what they're doing.
Yes,
and they didn't realize that, like that people would notice. Hey, they're trading away all their stock.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the thing, like, I mean, that's super illegal to, like, like, I don't know how they didn't know they were going to get sued for that.
I don't know.
Like, get rid of all your stock and then lower its value.
Let's Oops. Fuck all of our investors over.
Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah, they did a lot of that. And I think part of it too was that they revalued their stock. Like, stock's weird, but like, it's kind of like you can increase the number of stock or number of shares and reduce the cost per share, and it fucks everyone over. So, but they knew that they were about to do that, so they ditched all their stock and then did it. And yeah. So now they're getting sued.
Yeah, I think
stock's a hell of a drug.
I think EA's is almost $10 right now, which would be the lowest it's been in a while.
Right.
Which is, I don't know, man.
What is Zynga's at now?
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't remember what it started.
I can look it up real quick.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's I'm like, it's at 295.
It's, cause didn't it start off closer to like 8 or 9?
A lot
like
higher, yeah. Yeah. It's gone down, 6%, I mean 6 cents and,
huh. Well.
It peaked at a lot higher than this. So.
Damn.
Oops.
What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan, didn't EA, like, lie to Goldman Sachs about
No, they didn't
well
lie to them. No, they were mad because, like, EA's money count was off or something. Anyway, they had an investor meeting, and Goldman Sachs called them, and apparently they were not happy.
They were none too pleased.
Anyways, yes. Zynga was at 14.
Oh, okay. Is that what it launched at, or is that just the highest
it hit? That was the highest it's hit.
Oh, okay.
It launched at almost 10.
Okay.
And then it absolutely tanked. On July 25th, it dropped from... it nosedived. Anyways.
Oh, they're smart people. Anyway, yeah, if you want some cheap stock, Zynga, Zynga. I'm sure they'll recover.
His Words with Friends is still hopping like crazy.
Mm-hmm. And, let's draw something.
And yeah, draw something. That...
Yeah, I bet they're regret. I bet they wish they had that money back.
God, they should have done like a survey to see that everyone who played Draw Something stopped one day.
Guys, do you promise to keep playing if we buy this? Yes.
Brilliant.
Okay.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
They weren't. Seriously. Bobby, they weren't.
Didn't they Brain pay, box?
Like 200 million for that?
Yeah, I think Draw Something. I think it was like 187.
The Draw Something creators must be like, fuck yeah. They just sold nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year has been wacky in the stocks department. I mean, look at fucking Instagram. Fuck that. Oh,
Instagram sold for what, 500 million?
It's more than
doing
that.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah, Instagram's doing great. A 13 person team. They each pocketed like a more than 50. 13? They pocketed a lot. For sepia tone.
Yeah, jeez.
Facebook acquired them, I think, for almost a billion, to be honest.
Either way, it's a lot of money for something that doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of something that doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, it was a $1 billion buyout.
It does one thing,
which is insane. Facebook spent $1 billion on a company that just puts a sepia tone on photos.
Meanwhile, nobody's buying the PS3, which does everything.
Yeah. I tried to segue into the next thing, and you guys didn't let me. You guys didn't let me. I had such a good segue, and you guys just cut me off.
Was it the Ouya is getting Final Fantasy 3 at launch?
No, I was so excited when I saw that, and then I was like,
really?
Oh wait, no, Final Fantasy 3 is actually Final Fantasy 3.
I played that years and years ago.
Yeah, well, it's like going to be a remake of some sort.
I'd rather have six.
Final Fantasy 3.
Is this 3?
3? Who cares about 3?
Well, is it the American 3, which was actually number 6?
No, it's 3-3.
Yeah, it's... Yes, it was previously unreleased in the U.S. until it appeared as a 3D remake for the Nintendo DS in 2006.
Yeah, I was going to say I have that one. I don't know what they're talking about.
I bought that the night the Wii came out. I played it in line, waiting for the Wii.
Did you beat it?
No. Actually, I never played it again after that night.
It says, Hironobu... Sakaguchi?
Sakaguchi.
Oh, my favorite.
Third installment in the role-playing game franchise will be updated to exploit Ouya's high-definition resolution in glorious graphic detail. For those of you who are new to Final Fantasy, we'll offer a free demo so you can give it a go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But to answer your question, Ryan, no, that was not the next story on the list.
Well, Jesus. It's a good thing somebody was doing your job tonight.
Well, I saw that and I was really mad because it wasn't actually Final Fantasy 3, which is Final Fantasy 6. It's actually Final Fantasy 3.
You got mad because it actually is Final Fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. It's not the Final Fantasy 3 I played.
Right.
Wang.
I'm sorry, Gabe.
Oh. Another news. Leaks for PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Have popped up again, showing a whole lot more characters that
Sony, come on, get that shit on lockdown.
That we could already pretty much assume we're in the game, like Sackboy, Cole. You know, there's some obscure ones though.
I don't think Sackboy was in those released images. Though,
yeah, it was.
Which is strange. Oh, I didn't notice.
Too bad the game's not going to be any good.
Nope. But Dylan wouldn't know anything about that.
You and your games are bad.
Dylan.
Theoretically, it's not fun.
Theoretically.
In theory.
In theory.
If Dylan would speculate.
Attacks have no impact. God. Fuck. The meatloaf. Don't ignore that.
A lot of stages were leaked as well, which no one really cares about because they all look stupid. But and in a story that was leaked to Screw Attack exclusively, is that there were some game modes that might be cut from the full game so they can be sold as DLC later on. The game modes weren't listed, but an inside source told Screw It.
You know, I don't mind making content for DLC later, but cutting content? Fuck you. I ain't buying your shit. Not because I didn't enjoy thinking about playing it.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Oh, man.
Dylan's in the beta, so...
Fuck you! Oh, you're ruining everything!
They're gonna kick him out of it now!
Are you listening, Sony?
You jerk! I'm not gonna be able to play the Planet Side beta! It looks so much more... better.
Beta.
Well, that's all the news I got.
Fucker. You should have waited until I got that little email say, hey, you can play Planet Side 2 in the beta. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, so that's you the news.
Dummy. That's the news, yeah. There's not a whole lot. So I thought maybe what could be interesting was we could all talk about what we think our game of the year is so far this year. You kind of have to sift through a whole bunch of shit to find something that's good.
Yeah, that's real interesting, Gabe.
This is a shitty year, Gabe.
It is a shitty year.
Very shitty year.
I'm okay with Mass Effect 3.
That's your game of the year?
It's not going to be.
So far. I mean, whether or not it'll hold out.
It's not. Borderlands 2 is coming out.
We're talking so far here, folks.
What else have I... what else has come out this year that...
I was going to say Journey.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me, but...
Where are the guns?
Checkmate. what else is, like, in the running, though?
Nothing. It's your socks.
A lot of people really liked Max Payne 3.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Max Payne 3 was fantastic.
Like, I haven't played it, but everyone seems to really like it.
It was better.
A shit ton.
It was better than Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
What about that Diablo 3? Everyone's still all over that. No, we're not.
It's funny because I don't play it.
Gabe, you were such a fanboy.
I played the shit out of that game, too.
Yeah, because it was fun. And then you get to level 60, and it's not.
I don't get that, though. Like, why is that such a big deal? Or why does that make the game suck now?
It doesn't suck. I didn't say the game sucked. It's fun.
You know what? I played maybe a quarter of the amount of time that you've played Diablo 3. Fucking Metal Gear Solid 1. It's my favorite game of all time. But you played Diablo 3 to death like an MMO. And then, yeah, eventually that's all the game had to offer. Then you talk about it with such, like, regret or something.
I don't regret playing Diablo. I had fun with it.
Shut up.
They had some good times.
Yeah, good times.
I'm just curious why wouldn't it be your game of the year if you played it so much?
Well, I mean, I played the shit out of Final Fantasy 13.
You sure did.
That's
I bet
not
you
my...
feel bad, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
So you're a damn fool.
Yeah.
You know, I can name a bunch of games that are really good that came out.
Oh man, I forgot the Fall of Cybertron demo's out. I need to get that.
Yeah, I want to try that. But let's see, Hobby. Jak and Daxter Collection came out.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
Lollipop Chainsaw came out. Resident Evil for the 3DS came out, and that's fantastic.
Oh, Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh yeah, that was this year. That whole Fallout was this year. Huh.
Yep.
Ryan, you're still going Mass Effect?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, you were all over that Amalur. You were
balling. No, I really was. Yeah, I mean, it was. I played the shit out of Amalur, but I mean, I realize it's faults for as fun as it was. Like not that Mass Effect 3 didn't also have them, but I think most of theirs just culminated at the end, and like it was a letdown for everybody. But the rest of the game is so good, man. Like, I really enjoyed the rest of it.
That was the game I really wanted this Steam sale. That was also the game that didn't go on sale.
Which one?
Mass Effect?
Amalur.
Oh, Amalur.
I'm aluminum.
Did that come out on PC?
Yeah
it did.
Wow.
Yeah, but...
They need to get $60 as many times as they can.
And, yeah, The Witcher came out for the 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been watching Foz play that.
And that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Max Payne 3 is fantastic. What's up?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
I said The Witcher's cool, I guess.
The
Walking Dead came out.
What's up?
Walking Dead's sweet. The
Walking
Telltale
Dead's
game?
Sick, yeah. Is it? It really is.
That's pretty high up there, but I'd say Gravity Rush, Journey, and probably...
Really?
Walking
Gravity
Dead.
Kingdom Hearts came out fucking 2 days ago.
Came out
sure did.
Yesterday.
None of us have played it.
Yesterday.
What's the distance that your dream will drop?
I don't know.
You have to play to find out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ignore any story in that game because I don't know what the fuck is going on in this.
Sounds like an R. Kelly album. Dream drop.
He's back, isn't he? R. Kelly is back.
R. Kelly.
He never left.
Good God. my god. What have we done?
I don't know. He's a hologram now.
I don't have a game of the year.
Yeah, it's too early to say, but seriously, The Witcher 2.
No, it's just this year's been like pretty shit, and it doesn't seem like it's gonna pick up really.
This year sucks.
Oh, it will.
The last half of the year sounds pretty good.
Borderlands 2 will ride in.
Yeah, Borderlands 2. What else?
Like a rapist.
That's all you need, Dave. That's all you need. Why? What are you talking about, Dylan?
Pikmin fucking 3.
Rape jokes aren't funny, Ryan.
I know.
Don't bring
just ask Daniel Tosh how funny they are.
You know, if he had better execution, I might have laughed, but he didn't.
Well, anyway. I don't know. Did you hear his execution, or did you just hear news places saying what he said?
Everyone that reported on it said he said something different.
No, I said everyone. I don't fucking know. I don't care. I wasn't a fan of him in the first place.
Yeah. Said something about rape. It's not the first time someone said something about rape. Why is this something
rape
to talk about? Rape.
God, we're gonna offend.
Yeah,
everyone.
Let's move on.
That's the joke. Wait.
Anyway.
Navi says, "What? I'm just gonna cut all this shit out right now."
Are you?
this dead air? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were cutting out the rape.
Oh no.
Not on my watch.
Sorry.
Good old.
Sorry, ladies.
So you don't have a game of the year, Javi?
The Witcher
Not really.
2.
I mean, I guess that Journey is probably the... It's funny, like, with game of the year, I don't really... I have this weird tendency where, like, I have to take myself a little bit out of the picture and kind of... Like, the game that I played the most, like, much like how you played Amalur, but you wouldn't nominate it for game of the year, I played the most was probably Lollipop Chainsaw, but there's no way I'd have that as the game.
I'd put it in the conversation, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't with Lollipop Chainsaw.
Right.
That game's got a lot of things really wrong with it. It is not the best game to come out this year, but I liked it a lot. So yeah, I'd probably put Journey up there, I guess.
Yeah. God, this
but the thing
cold.
Is, yeah, I'm putting Journey up there because there's nothing else.
Yeah, it's like you look at the rest of the year. There's Borderlands 2, Darksiders 2.
Actually,
I'm sure Darksiders 2 will be really fucking good.
I like the first game.
Really fun.
Yeah.
And
THQ is even saying, like, even if it is super successful, Darksiders 3 will be a much smaller endeavor. And to me, that just says that Darksiders 2 was really fucking ambitious and expensive. So I bet you it's gonna be really, really.
And
good.
They have no money.
Well, I'll let them cut Darksiders 3 if I can have Saints Row 4.
Oh yeah, that's gotta happen.
Yeah, you know, I like Darksiders more than Saints Row.
I did not
get on my level.
Let's talk about what came out this week.
Yeah.
What came out this week?
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that Dream Drop Distance. Orcs Must Die 2 is also out.
Hey, that was fun. I played the demo.
Why don't we talk about Dream Drops?
Because
I don't know anything about Kingdom
Hearts.
No
one knows anything. Even fans of that series don't know what the fuck is going on.
I've played every Kingdom Hearts game that matters, and I can tell you nothing about the story.
Exactly.
Other than that there is a boy named Sora, and he has a hard-on for this girl named Kairi, and they have a friend that might be a bad guy named, I think his name, Riku, maybe?
Yeah, I know nothing about, I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game, so.
You're not missing anything, to be honest.
Hey, the first one's fun.
He's still not missing anything.
Missing the first one.
I'm missing the fun.
Hearts. There's hearts and darkness
And... The first one's really cool. Second one sucks. Giant donkey balls.
It's not that bad. Awesome.
Dope-ass Disney train.
The dope-ass Disney train.
No, Kingdom Hearts 2 is horrible. I'm saying, yeah.
No, it's not awful. That bad. It's way too easy. It if it was harder, it wouldn't be so bad.
Deadlight
is a downloadable game for Xbox Live.
Game looks so fucking cool.
It looks cool, but I watched like a trailer for it, and it looks kind of stupid.
Well, I watched the video review for it, and it looks fucking sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it got a really good review.
It kind of looks like The Road, that old gem of a book / movie.
They kept comparing it to like a mix of Limbo and what's that other that Metroidvania game on Xbox?
Shadow Complex.
Shadow Complex, yeah. They're like Limbo and Shadow Complex kind of thing. And like you're encouraged to not use your weapons. It's all about kind of outsmarting the zombies and finding ways over them and stuff. And it sets this really great tone, like very dystopian, like sad kind of world. It's pretty cool. Yeah, and I really wish I had a 360.
Steal Fozzie.
You have Fozzie's.
Yeah.
He's such a fanboy. He's probably got like 4.
Fanboy.
And that's all that really came out this week, other than
Well, we didn't really talk about Orcs Must Die 2. We brought it up. But...
What about the Total Recall MMO that apparently is a thing? I didn't.
So you just like everyone plays as one boob.
Fuck that! What about the Expendables 2 on PSN?
Everyone like half the server is boobs and half the server is hands, and that's the Total Recall MMO.
What's the third?
What?
You need 3.
Well, you have millions. Well, theoretically. Well, actually, you probably only have 3. That's probably all the people that will buy the game. Fucking Total Recall MMO. What the fuck? Why did they go that? Like what?
Wait, what? There's a Total Recall MMO?
That's yeah.
It is. Is it like a shooter MMO style? Like is it MMO in the style of what the fuck was that game called? The first person shooter on the PlayStation? The one that had like 200 and something Mag? Person battles. Yeah, is it Mag. Like Mag? Is it that kind of MMO? Or
are they going to fight over Mars?
Why don't they make the Big Lebowski MMO?
Because everyone would be playing as Nihilus.
It's just a bowling simulator.
Are those the Nazis? No, Donnie, they're Nihilus.
You have to find ways to like segue out of him just bowling, so you never actually show him bowling in the movie, because they never show him bowling in the movie.
Well,
Jeff Bridges does not roll one bowling ball in that entire movie.
It's all fucking Steve Buscemi, and then the Jesus.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
So this is all the description I can get you on the Total Recall MMO.
Why is
Total Recall is a massively multiplayer online game based on Columbia Pictures' Total Recall.
So what, does everyone go to Recall?
I can't tell you that. I can give you that one sentence, and that is all
everyone,
that exists on the game.
Everyone is Douglas Quaid.
Welcome to Recall.
Hey, maybe everyone is Randy Quaid, and...
Oh no! Fuck that!
Everyone is Dennis Quaid.
Shitter's full.
Oh no.
Sorry I'm late, Mr. President.
Everyone is Randy Newman.
Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot.
Oh man.
Is this just like annoying actors? Or...
Yes.
Holy shit.
Everyone's Newman.
Oh, wait.
Newman.
No, this isn't actually the release date for the MMO. They just put this release date on it because that's when the movie comes out.
What? So that game doesn't actually even come out yet.
No.
It's probably never going to happen.
Good.
Everyone is Fred Dresser.
for all you listeners out there that are disappointed, well,
fuck you.
Expendables 2 is now available on PSN.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's right, game for exclusive. Expendables 2.
You get an early exclusive access on PlayStation Plus.
What?
Expendables 2, the game. I mean,
and where could it go wrong?
You know what? That would be so much fucking fun if it was like 50 Cent Blood on the Sand. Like, I could be Stallone and Ryan is fucking Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Dylan's Jet Li.
Why am I Jet Li? I hate Jet Li.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, you're
I hate 50 Cent, but I bought his game.
Well, who doesn't hate? Whatever.
Video. Gabe is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Sweet.
What?
Stallone, you know, and Bruce Willis are NPCs.
Thank God.
And we're all chasing down Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This game's starting
Wait,
to sound
Wait, is Jean-Claude
really cool.
Van Damme the villain in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris is playing himself.
That's weird.
No, he's not. I don't know. Like,
he's just playing the
but
Texas
yeah, that range. Game, I know nothing about it other than the title.
Yeah,
I really hope that that's what it is. It's just co-op with all these ridiculous stars, because then we should all buy it.
God, I don't have a fucking job. That's Someone true. Buy it for me.
If you'd like to buy Dylan a copy of The Expendables 2, donate to Game Over Nation.
He'll be the only one who has it.
Fuck you guys.
Because the rest of us are joking, I hope.
Well, if someone buys The Expendables 2 for Dylan, I'll buy it too.
It's a downloadable 4-player cooperative shooter.
Well, if you still have PlayStation Plus, isn't it free for PlayStation Plus? Or is it just available?
No, possibly. Just available.
Okay. Either way, donate to GameOverNation.com.
I want to know if that game's actually good.
I don't. I just want to hop in.
Kind of like with Who Real cares? Steel.
Yeah. Why dip your toe into the water when you can just jump in?
Because Real Steel is a piece of shit, and I'm glad I didn't buy it.
It's so much fun.
Real Steel is incredible. I
fuck
highly recommend
boy.
It.
And fuck Gaby Boy.
Jawbi Boy.
Jawbi Boy. All right, Jawbi Boy.
Real Steel the game is the biggest culprit, like, in the entire industry of pay to win.
Yeah.
Like, you can play the game all you want, and your stats will get stuck at like 7,000, and the max is 9,999. The only way to get that is to pay $10.
Yeah, you pay $10 and you get like these standard fucking parts.
Yeah.
That anybody who paid the $10, you can see that they paid it by the parts that their robots made out of.
Who the fuck would pay $10 for a shitty downloadable game like that? On top
well,
of
the five people
that
we
cost.
Happen to run into every time we played multiplayer. Yeah.
The super hardcore competitive.
But you know what, though?
Real Steel players.
You can hold your own against those 999 guys. Like, so if you took them down, it's pretty fucking sweet. That matchmaking is so terrible. Like, you even if, like, me and Gabe wanted to play against each other, we would have to search for each other. We had to, like, completely, like, cheat the system. Like, all right, click activate.
Two,
all right, now search, now search.
You two found each other in Journey. I don't know. Like, it's not like it's a real inconvenience for you guys.
Hey, we'll
we
do
beat
anything.
The system, yeah.
Everything we did for love.
And so we could play games together.
That's yeah. What's coming out this week, guys.
Yep.
I think it's time to talk about what we've been doing.
Not murdering people.
I've been playing. What have I been playing? Naruto.
Yeah, not
Ultimate
murdering
Ninja
anyone.
Storm. Nope.
Naruto?
Ultimate Ninja Storm. That game's gorgeous.
Did you buy it or did Fozzie have it?
I've had that game since it launched. We used to play it all the time. Remember Mark Jones? Stupid good at pressing all the buttons when you did your special.
Oh yeah. You
couldn't do anything to him. And then Sam came over for my birthday and like fell in love with that fucking game.
Oh yeah, the birthday. We'll forget about that one.
So yeah,
I want that developer to make a neat Avatar game, because an Avatar game could be cool as fuck. I know there's
James
one
Cameron's
out there.
James Cameron's magnum opus.
Yeah, fuck you.
I want that developer to make Heavy Rain 2.
No, Heavy Rain 2 is not supposed. Wait, no. It's, what's the other one called?
Two Souls?
Beyond is not supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
It's, David, did he say that?
Yeah,
yes,
David
Cage
said
that.
He said it's not supposed to be
fun.
He wants
that
people.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah, it sounds like David Cage.
Yeah.
He doesn't, well, he's not making a game to be fun, he's making a game so people think. I think that's neato.
Neat!
I like how upfront David Cage is about everything. It's like, fuck you for playing games for fun. I'm gonna make you play for something else, asshole.
I like Shane Satterfield said it best. You interview this guy and he talks about video games like he just hates the industry. Like all the way to its core, he hates it. And it's like he talks about it like there's something wrong with the industry and I'm the one who's going to fix it because I'm so brilliant. And that's really off-putting.
He's the hero we deserve, but not the one we need.
Or maybe
something.
The other way.
Something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Something in that will apply.
He's very French, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gabe, what you been doing?
I've been playing Saints Row, and that game's so fucking good.
Damn right.
Saints Row 3. I'm going to say Saints Row the 3rd is so fucking good, because I haven't played the others. But
it didn't... Oh, you have the PC version.
Yes.
See, on PS3, it came with Saints Row 2. So much value.
Yeah, but I don't just... Just that last mission is so, so awesome. I need a hero plays in the background, and you're just so jacked on it, and you're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go save Shandy.
Oh, not Shandy.
Was that Sasha Gray? I didn't know who Sasha Gray was in that game.
What?
Yeah, Sasha Gray's in that game. I was reminded by some video.
I don't know who she is. I don't remember.
She's some... Hulk Hogan is,
obviously, I knew that.
Yeah, he's the wrestler guy. Not Killbane.
Viola De Winter.
Oh, that's her?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the...
Twins. One of the twins.
Yeah.
The one that didn't get her neck broke.
Man, right. I'm gonna play the fuck out of that again now and just imagine, fuck my ass! Fuck my ass! Fuck my ass!
Now, when you see that explicit sign on iTunes,
now you know why.
No business.
Yeah.
Oops! I can't.
I think you can.
I can't. No, we're done. Done.
So that's Saints Row 3, everybody.
Yeah, oh my god.
Oh man.
Ryan.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I've been playing a beta that I can't talk about still.
What's wrong, Ryan? Does that have to do with mech?
Yeah. PlayStation All-Stars.
Mech Edition.
Mech Edition. So that's still going. I've also been playing a little game called Triple Town, which is just all about Sasha Grey getting ass-fucked. That's all it is.
That's the best.
It's like Burger Time.
Yeah. only with Sasha Gray and Dick.
And Sasha Baron Cohen.
Oh, man. No. Okay. Anyway, I actually have been playing a game called Triple Town. It's a mobile game that it's on Android. I think it's on iOS, too. I'm pretty sure it's on iOS. But it's made by the same guys that made Steambirds, that kind of strategy airplane game that I played and reviewed a lot, probably a couple years ago now. But it's free, I believe, on Android. I think it's free on both. It's kind of got like some stuff in-game you can buy, but nothing that you have to buy. It's basically just a little puzzle game where you have a town, and you start off by, you just have a little grid, square town that's laid out in a grid, and you get little pieces of, you're building a town, so you get these little pieces of grass, and you put three together, and it makes a tree, and then you get three trees together, it makes a bush, you get three bushes together, it makes a tree, three trees makes a house, and then, like, three houses makes a cottage, and it's just kind of laying out everything in the grid.
Yeah, I think I tried to play that on my Android.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this, because I didn't want to learn anything.
Right. You know what's funny is that I did the same thing the first time. Like, I guess I just wasn't in the mood, and so I downloaded it and tried it, and this was, like, months ago, like, right when it first came out. I tried it, I was like, ugh, whatever, I just didn't feel like playing. But, like, the other day, I was just kind of chilling. I was like, you know what? I want to, like, someone was talking about it on Twitter or something. It's like, you know, I'm going to give that game another shot. And I played through a whole round over the past couple of days, because, like, you can exit out and it saves your game and everything, because a game's pretty long if you're, you know, doing kind of well. And it's actually, you know, it's pretty fun. Like, when you start, like, figuring out the strategy and, like, figuring out where to put things so that when you get that third piece, because whenever you, like, let's say you've got three pieces of grass together, wherever you put the third one that's connected, that's where the bush forms. So they all kind of group together in that one spot and make the bush. So it's just kind of like figuring out where to lay things out so that when you get that third one, it hits where you want. And, like, you can, like, double and triple up combos if you do it right. So, you know, you can get that third bush, put it down, the bushes become a tree, and then it makes three trees and makes a little house. And so it's just, the strategy is kind of cool. And then, like, there's these, did you see the bears that it puts in there? Like, there's these little grumpy looking mean ass bears that run around the town, and they, like, keep you from putting things down. And the only way to kill them is to, like, trap them to where they can't move anymore. And then they form little gravestones. But towards the, like, when the game starts getting up a couple levels, like, you're getting these bears every other fucking turn. And I guess that's how they try to get you to fail in the game and end the round. But no, it's been fun. I liked it, and once I finally gave it a real shot. So I think that's really the only thing I've played this week, other than this the beta that I mentioned. I guess I played a little more Penny Arcade, which continues to be hilarious. Gabe, didn't you say you looked up my time and it had been like 13 hours or something?
Yeah, you're at like 13.8 hours. Something. Wow. That's Ryan's most played game on Steam.
That's weird that it's taken that. I'm sure some of that has been like pausing and walking off for a little bit, but it's been pretty solid play.
It's all right, Ryan.
It is all right.
We've a lot of time just idling.
In Team Fortress 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Someone's got to pay the bills with hats. For more hats.
Right.
Someone's got to use the bills.
Hats. Yeah. Hats. Hats.
I think that's it. That's all the gaming I've been doing. But if you guys have an iPhone or Android, go check out Triple Town. It's pretty cool, especially if you like puzzle games.
Is it free?
I think so, yeah. I don't check on the iPhone, because I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was free on Android when I got it. But, and it has some little microtransactions that you can do, but I have not run into a situation where you are required to do it to advance in any way, so it should be free.
Hmm. Okay.
Update on that story. Triple Town is free.
There you go. All right, it's free on iOS, too. And check out Steambirds if you haven't yet. That game was awesome. Lots of fun.
That's cool, I guess.
Dylan.
What up?
What have you been up to?
Oh. I've been watching Sasha Grey getting fucked in the ass.
Well, who hasn't? Seen Sasha Grey, that's what it was.
I think we lost Dylan.
No,
Dylan?
No, I'm still you're there. Here. Okay. I was just thinking about her getting fucked in the ass.
Oh.
Shit. Can games I've been this? Playing. No. No. No.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Javi knows what's up. Alright.
I do.
I started a game in Arkham City on PC finally. And it's pretty awesome so far. I like it. Though I seem to have some lag issues with the camera. It's not That's, good.
That would have been the least of my issues with that game.
Yeah, well, you've got shitty taste.
Yeah, so suck on that.
Dylan says it like it is.
Oops. And then I downloaded Space Marine on the PSN.
Space Marine.
I really like that game. Someone was bound to say it. That game is fucking awesome. Though I got to the part where you get the jump pack and a hammer, and
that is fun. If you get good at that, it's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah! I was like, yes, that's kind of, remember when it was announced they were doing an MMO in that universe? I think they it ended up just being an RPG now, not MMO. I'm fucking stoked. I'm gonna use a jump pack every time I can, because those things are awesome. But yeah.
Yeah.
I really haven't been playing that much, other than, well, I mean, TF2, of course. Let's see, I installed a bunch of games. I'm having a hard time getting them working. Serious Sam 3. Me and Ryan were playing that co-op.
Oh, yeah, we did play some of that. Yeah, we played some more co-op on that.
That game's fun as hell, but
I was
fucking
I had
hard.
To because I was real drunk, and I got to where it was like, it moves too fast, and it's just like, oh, I'm gonna get sick if I keep playing this.
I was playing in third person, and it was fucking hard. Never
yeah, that
again.
That game gets ridiculously hard. And we were only like on the fourth level or something like that.
Yeah, we suck.
We're not very far into it. But
it's just funny, because I've beaten the other ones. But yeah, I like them. That's pretty much all I've been playing.
I like it.
Well, I think that someone is here.
Housekeeping!
Oh, God. Don't let her in yet. I gotta turn off Sasha Grey.
Gotta turn on Sasha.
Turn off Sasha Grey and put your pants back on.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, Lori.
So sorry. Sorry, Lori. Sorry.
It's safe.
This is probably the most offensive podcast we've done in ever.
Well, only if you're offended by Sasha Grey getting fucked in the ass.
Also rape.
Also
rape.
Rape.
Jokes.
We didn't make rape jokes.
About. I didn't make it. I said it wasn't a rape joke. Jokes.
We just said the word a lot.
Come here, kids. I'm gonna grape you in the mouth.
Okay.
Alright, do we have any email?
That is going too far. For grapes are not as healthy as bananas and apples.
Apples and grapes.
Oh, man.
Hey, guess who wrote in?
I hope not someone who's offended.
Our lovely housekeeper, Lori.
Hey, Hello. Cool.
Wrote in. She said, hey, guys. What boss battle do you recall being the hardest?
The hardest? Oh, God.
I remember the final boss in Devil May Cry 1 was, like, fucking annoying.
Man, fucking trying to beat Virgil on Devil May Cry 3 on very hard? Fuck that! Oh, macho man.
I'm trying to think.
What was it, Sigma from Mega Man X? That guy's pretty fucking hard.
Oh man, that was the one I could beat without getting touched.
Fuck me, right?
I played that game so much, man. Like, yeah, I got to where I could beat him without getting hit. I certainly couldn't do that now, but
I want to say a lot of Dracula's incarnations are pretty hard to fucking beat in Castlevania.
Yeah, that first Castlevania Dracula is so fucking hard.
Yeah, third one is harder. Castlevania 4 is not as hard, but yeah, number one's pretty hard. The Genesis ones are kind of difficult. For some reason, I had the hardest fucking time with the Order of Ecclesia one and the Portrait of Ruin one. Fuck.
Well, Order of Ecclesia was, like, notoriously brutal.
Oh my god, my thumbs hurt thinking about that game. I love that game.
I'm trying to think of some other game. Like, it would have had to have been something kind of old, because there hasn't been anything this
games
generation.
Games are easy now.
Yeah, this generation hasn't had any really difficult boss battles. I'm sure there's some
Dark Souls.
Shit. Yeah, Dark Souls probably has some
Ornstein
shit.
And
but nothing
Smog.
That I've seen yet, you know?
Ryan, have you gotten to Ornstein and Smog yet in Dark Souls?
No, man, I haven't gone
back
to that
those
game.
Two.
Do those last levels in
Fuck
Super Meat
them.
Boy count?
Meat Boy is tough.
Yeah, that is a really tough
those
game.
Last levels. Because that'd probably be for modern game, for me at least.
Well, I played MGS4 on the hardest difficulty, and that last fist fight with Ocelot was brutal. It was so fucking hard. Like, you have to do it perfect.
I remember some boss battles I remember, and I can't remember if it was hard or just because I really liked them, was like Metroid 2, like the Game Boy version. That boss battle, I remember being kind of tough. But tough in that you're getting damaged a lot, but also, like, at that point you have so much health that it's kind of like you can really take a beating. So
Contra 3, I think, had some brutal fucking bosses.
Oh.
Shattered Soldier.
Hardcore Uprising.
Fucking game. That was like a shattered ego right there.
Hardcore Uprising. If you got to the final boss in that game, holy shit.
That game has some.
God damn
stuff.
It! Like I beat the boss twice, and then you have to make this jump to a helicopter, and I missed two times.
Oh yeah, I did that on the first level, and it was a pain in the ass. And I was like, because like I didn't understand what it was asking me to do. The button prompt was kind of weird, and I was like, I gotta redo all that now.
Some of the Metroid and Metroid Prime bosses were pretty nightmare.
Mecha Ridley?
Yeah.
I remember that boss battle being kind of difficult.
Yeah, both series, like Metroid and then Metroid Prime, both of those have some pretty brutal boss battles.
Yeah. I actually think, like, what was it? Ridley in Super Metroid was harder than Mother Brain. Like, that was actually a really, really hard
boss Ridley battle. In Super Metroid was really good.
Yeah.
Or Ridley, sorry.
One of them that sticks out in my mind
Ridley
right
or
now.
Ripley?
It's Ridley.
Ridley, okay.
Yeah. Ripley's from Alien.
Yeah.
One of them that sticks out in my mind is from Metroid Prime 3. The guy that was like covered in ice. I remember I had a really hard time with him, and the only reason I beat him is because he glitched out on like the fifth time I tried him, and so he was just stuck, and so I was able just to shoot at him with no nice. Without him firing back, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember some of the... I guess they're kind of like mini-boss battles, but like, in Metroid 2, like, anytime you would run into one of the mutated Metroids, like, it was always terrifying. Like, those things were hard. Real difficult.
Damn.
And that game was just so easy to get lost. You're like, well, I found him, okay, now I have to... I don't want to die, I want to do this again. Everything looks exactly the same.
Yep.
Fuck you, Game Boy monochrome screen. I'm trying to think. We gave her a whole laundry list.
We gave her a shit ton.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. My final answer is Hardcore Uprising.
Did she just did she just ask for a game that had hard bosses, or?
No, the final boss of Hardcore Uprising. Forget what his name is, forget why I fight him, but he's hard. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my answer. Those are my answers.
Mine's Dracula and Castlevania 3.
Word.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do we have any other email?
Yeah, Prototype writes in 2 weeks in a row now. Prototype, you're a boy. Or American hero. I don't know if you're from America.
I don't know if you're a boy either. Could be a girl. I mean,
you're our favorite.
Yeah. If I've learned anything from Resident Evil, it's that all the prototypes are men.
Could be a melon.
Could be a cocoa nut. Anyways, Prototype writes in. He says, "Hello, Nation. My question is very simple. Who would win in a fist fight between Marty McFly or the Doctor?"
Or who?
I'm guessing Doctor Who.
Yes.
Oh. Hmm. I guess because they both can time travel?
The Doctor had some sweet karate moves in his third incarnation.
He's a sweet piece.
Maybe he meant Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't know. I'm assuming the Doctor, so I'm going to go with him because of his sweet karate moves he had.
Yeah, Marty McFly, like, he never fought anybody.
He got his ass kicked by Biff. Yeah,
McFly ever amounted to nothing in the history of Hill Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, Marty McFly would win if he was in that Hill Valley town center. If he's there, he wins. Because he'll skateboard around and the Doctor will end up in the pile of manure.
As long as he can hold on to the TARDIS with this hoverboard.
Yeah. We're really mixing shows and movie iterations.
The fight starts with Marty saying, "What the hell is that?" And Doc turns around, Marty punches him, and
he steals his skateboard. By the way, this is just Javi reading fan fiction that he looked up real quick.
Hey, I've got some fan fiction.
Oh god, no you don't.
Batman and RoboCop, anyone?
Optimus Prime and Princess Leia.
Oh, no! Back to Sasha Gray, please.
Anyways, that's all the emails we've gotten this week.
Cool.
Wait, Lori, if you're still listening, do not Google search Sasha Gray.
Do not
Google Lori.
Just a PSA.
You're welcome.
Just a PSA to everyone. Don't Google search anything we said in this podcast. Yeah.
Don't Google search rape.
Don't use Google for the next week and a half.
Yeah.
Googler. Googler Press. Anyways, Ryan, what's going on in the Twitterverse?
Okay.
Well, not if it's going to be a chore.
Yeah, we've got... Oh, is that... I guess that's one of our questions. Wow. Are all these from today?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. But they're all from the same person. So Justin Das asks us three questions.
Question.
You son of a bitch.
The first question being, what are you guys looking forward to most at PAX?
I'm not going to PAX.
We're most looking forward to Dylan not being at PAX. I'm kidding, Dylan.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Me is going to PAX.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, there's not any particular thing I'm looking forward to seeing.
Full disclosure, I don't give a flying fuck about anything at PAX. I just want to go there and be with all the people that I like.
I was going to look forward to going to Game, what was that thing? The bar?
Gameworks.
Gameworks.
Yeah.
Because they had some fucking good fries. And some good booze.
Yeah. Now, it's one of the places that's around there during PAX that has normal beer prices.
You mean it's not fucking raised way high? I think I spent almost $10 on a beer inside the one at Boston. Inside the convention center. And I was Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Well, I remember one year when they had, World at War was coming out.
Yeah.
And there was a party for that. And my friend Chuck and I went to that party. And the beers were $9 each for a bottle.
A bottle of Bud Light.
Yeah, $9. I was like, well,
fuck you.
You have a really cool ice sculpture bar, but we're going to go now.
God damn, I hate when bars are overpriced. It makes me mad.
Yeah. So, no, yeah, I agree with Gabe. I'm looking most forward to just seeing everybody, hanging out.
Oh, I want some of the seafood up there. Someone bring... Javi, you guys should bring me Ivar's.
We'll just stop at a seafood place in, like, Salt Lake.
Fuck that!
And we'll just be like, yeah, it's all over Seattle.
There, I think we have a Joe's Crab Shack here. I don't think there's anything else, really.
I'm sure it's super fresh, too.
Actually, where's a few restaurants where we can go to?
What? Where? Huh?
When Fozzie and Javi are going to be in town, we're going to hang out in Salt Lake.
Oh. Yeah. We might check out the Bayou.
I don't know. The Bayou is pretty expensive, but it's got delicious food.
Yeah, it is expensive, isn't it?
I actually wanted to see if you guys wanted to go to Bayleaf. Bayleaf's got some delicious breakfast
food. You know what? You say the Bayou has delicious food. Every time I've been there, I haven't really been to
I like their crawfish.
It has to be crawfish season, though. That's not now.
Yeah, they're de-shelled for me, Ryan. So this isn't like your Texan barbecue.
Right.
I want to go to a crawfish cookout, whatever they're called.
Boil.
Full disclosure. I've been reading this Optimus Prime and Princess Leia
fan. Oh, gee, why are you doing that?
Because it's
I didn't
awful.
Know about it. I didn't
R2-D2 goes up his ass.
I didn't know about this. It's so good.
It's terrifying.
A beautifully adorned rectum full of portraits of Prime's human friends that already visited the place.
I told you.
A camera appeared from a wall and photographed R2-D2 and immediately put a portrait of him on the bowel wall.
Why is this happening?
This wasn't my fault.
It's all Sasha Gray's fault.
No, don't you dare blame her.
Jeez. All right, so anyone else, anything that you're looking forward to at PAX?
No.
Javi?
I just can't wait to have you guys at the house.
I
don't know.
What the hell is
at
that
point, everything's going to be like all set up and everything. Like, I'll have my dog here and shit. So it's even though it's only like a few weeks away, it seems like months from now. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I want to like show everybody around town too. Like, I'm excited to like.
Huh? Hey, you guys want to hike 3 miles up a hill? Let's go.
Hey, I hiked from downtown Seattle down to the dock for a fucking bowl of clam chowder.
No, I mean, I've made that trek before.
It's delicious. It's worth it.
Wait, are you referring to that trip to the park that we made?
Yeah. No, that was actually fun, but
that was mostly Brian's insistence that we go outside.
Wait, did you guys go to Hipster Island?
We gotta go out. To the
I had fun.
He
no,
wanted to go
good.
Hike fucking Mount Rainier.
What?
Yeah, which is it's always good when you're hungover. It's good for the soul. Yeah, no, it was fun. I'm just giving you a hard time, but Justin Doss's second question. Naan bread or pita bread? If you don't know what naan is, then go to hell.
Naan bread.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's a
what?
Naan bread.
What's the well yeah, cause that's the one it's like a little bit softer, right?
There's Indian restaurant that I go to that has a pretty good naan bread. I don't know if they have it at any other place, but it's got, like, raisins in it. Oh. It's good.
Yes. Okay. Well, we've settled that.
Yeah.
There's a place by my house.
I think I need to go to hell.
Go to hell. There's a place by my house that I went to yesterday that... It was called something else, but I think they changed the name after... the Avengers. It's called Shawarma Express now. It used to be called like Mediterranean food or something dumb like that. But after that movie, they had a new sign: shawarma, real big, express.
Speaking of which, I just got a T-shirt.
Yeah, okay. It's a Mediterranean restaurant.
Okay. I just got a T-shirt that says shawarma on it, and the A is the Avengers A. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. And then his final question is: any excitement for Counter-Strike Global Offensive? Also, do you guys still play Starhawk? Saw it for cheap, and I was like, I read this question earlier. I went, ah, this is where Javi gets to give me shit again.
Javi, give him shit again.
We're waiting.
Oh, poop all over you. Again.
Anyway.
Why don't you play the Starhawk? I bought this game.
No, I want to play it.
Justin Doss bought this game.
Well, he hasn't bought it yet. He's asking if we still play it.
No. Javi doesn't even have a PlayStation.
I will play it. Yeah, Javi can't play it right now.
That's true.
I'm gonna spend every waking moment from now until Javi gets his laser light repaired playing Starhawk, and then I'm just gonna be sick of it by the time he gets it fixed. But yeah, so to answer your question, no. But we could later. There you go. Anyway, yeah, that's it for Twitter questions.
It's all right, guys. That's Game Over Nation 56. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to comment and share and like and review us on iTunes. I love throwing out old things that you need to do, just sprinkling them along each episode. You haven't heard us tell you to go to iTunes and review us in a long time. Why don't you go ahead and do that? Tell your friends to do that, even though they haven't listened to us. Tell your mom and dad, they have iTunes accounts. They'll be like, yo, mom.
But tell them to listen to any episode but this one.
Yeah.
let me see your laptop. I'm just going to do a quick search and hit 5 stars. Oh, shit. Think of all the friends you have that listen to
music.
I'm gonna
make a note to go check our iTunes before next week's show. So if you leave us a review, we'll mention you on the show. So go get to it, and we'll thank you personally.
Yeah.
So
real talk.
All of you listeners, you go review us, and those guys that are on the show with me right now, you guys remind me to go check iTunes next week before we record.
I won't.
So. Let me also just mention that on Facebook, we've been doing very, very well. The audience has grown by like 30 people in one day yesterday, which was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, how the hell did you guys get my brother to like it?
I personally sent him an invite.
Oh, okay.
And he accepted. You can't say no to this face. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who liked us on Facebook. A lot of people were Gova fans that had no idea there was a Game Over Nation Facebook page. I don't know how that happened, but yeah.
Oops.
Anyways, we hope to continue the momentum that we've been having and all that good stuff.
Oh, on the site. Sasha Gray's going to keep it up.
And speaking of momentum, in no way dealing with momentum, Javi and I made a Buffy video. You should go check
very
out.
Very well.
Yeah, you guys should go check that out on our YouTube account at GameZeroVernation.com. Or not .com, just YouTube.
That's right. And can our listeners expect a next Buffy retrospective?
Yeah, you can expect that this weekend.
Oh.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It took
news
you three
to
weeks
listening.
To edit the first one.
He's got
That's very
point.
Ambitious, Gabe.
I like it. I like the fire in this kid. He's like Rocky Balboa, but not paid.
Yeah.
And my face ain't beat up yet.
Yet.
It could be.
Could be.
Pax.
By the time he finishes.
Oh, wait, that's Harris. I said I'm going to punch. Once he's legal, I'm going to punch him right in the face.
Legal in what way?
So
face punching.
So it's not child abuse.
Yeah.
Sasha Gray legal.
Oh no.
No.
Why in this podcast do all roads lead to Sasha Gray?
Yeah.
Dude, in real life all roads lead
it's
to
Sasha. It's true.
So I
Have
can't
you
say
seen
it.
That ass?
All right, it's time to end it.
All right. That's going to do it for episode 56 of Game Over Nation. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I am Javi Rodriguez and Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye.
Dylan Rausch.
Adios.
And Gabe Philbin.
I'm so sorry.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.